It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? We got a message from one of our listeners called James. James sent us to us on WhatsApp. Oh, and by the way, before I read James's message, I want to let you know that at the end of this episode, we'll be giving you more opportunities to win Opinions Matter travel mugs. You need to stay listening to the episode. At the very end, we will give you a mechanic by which you can win yourself a travel mug, okay?
A mechanic. Like, yeah. Someone who's going to check your oil?
No. What's a mechanic? Explain it to me.
Dave's garage. Loads of mechanics there.
We'll give you a way to enter the competition.
Well, no, there's no.
You know your boss. He always says, hey, we need a mechanic.
He actually does say that. Yeah, yeah. No, you just have to text. We'll give you a word in your text. It's not mechanics.
That's the mechanic, yeah.
No mechanics needed.
Anyway, we'll explain to you the mechanic at the end of this episode.
No, there's no mechanic.
What?
There's no mechanic. We will give you the word to WhatsApp us. You WhatsApp us the word and you're in the draw. We already gave away 3 mugs on the previous episode. No mechanics.
Okay. Anyway. James is the guy who got in contact with us about the issue he would like us to debate, and it is this. Why not debate this? I believe that everyone with kids should get back-to-school allowance, not just the ones who can't get a decent job or work harder. I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw mothers moaning because their back-to-school allowance was late, and I was thinking, where's ours? Me and my wife have 4 children, 2 starting in primary and 2 already in secondary school. We put money aside for it. That's not the point. Where's my allowance if people in low-paid jobs get it? Where's my tax money going? It should either be given to every family or no family at all. Discuss. Lots of people agree with me, says James. So as you know, back-to-school allowance, well, it's actually called the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance. Nope. Yeah, that's what it's actually called.
The everything for free allowance.
Everything for free. Sorry.
It's another great name.
It's not an awful lot of money, can I just tell you?
Why are people moaning about how much it is? That it should be more.
Yeah, some are. Yep. It is €160 for kids aged 2 to 11, so basically primary school kids.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it goes up to 285 kids, euro for kids aged 12 to 22. As long as they're in full-time education, €285. Now, my point is, it's not an awful lot of money. Think about it.
It's better than nothing.
Obviously, €160, if you are down in your luck and you're literally living just above the poverty line, that €160 or €285 will help you out immensely. But James is saying that everybody deserves it. Rich or poor, everybody deserves back-to-school allowance. Now, I personally think that's a load of rubbish. I don't believe, because I have spoken on this program before, and we've had this conversation before about children's allowance. At this moment, children's allowance is a universal payment. Every parent who has a child
gets Mickey money.
Gets Mickey money.
Yeah.
How mature. Gets children's allowance, yeah?
Yeah.
So a multimillionaire gets it, somebody on the dole gets it, and they all get the exact same rate.
Because every child is supposed to be treated the same under the Constitution.
Okay, so that's fine. And
apart
and yes,
from when it comes to back-to-school allowance.
No. Let's just deal with the children's allowance first. That is a universal payment. If you have children, up until the age of 18, you get that money. Okay, job done, happy days, everybody gets it. However, back-to-school allowance isn't like children's allowance.
It's means tested.
It's means tested, and people who are financially struggling get it. People who are rich don't. Because people who are rich or earning decent money wouldn't even notice the 160 or 285. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, James,
sorry, I would notice it. Don't.
So you're the same person who told me you save your children's allowance. So you don't need it.
Well, yes, we've never had to eat into it.
Yeah.
Thank God. It'll go to their college fund. But sorry, that's to be commended. That's not to be mocked.
No, the point I'm trying to make is you don't actually need that money. You can afford to save it.
Well, everybody needs money. Everybody needs money.
No, you clearly don't. You're able to stash it away in a savings account.
No, it's not stashed away. It's not for us going on a nice Caribbean cruise. It's for the kids. It will go towards...
The point that I'm trying to make is when it comes to back to school allowance, this is to help children go back to school because it is a very expensive time for parents. For a lot of parents, they are literally financially struggling.
Yeah,
they're living hand to mouth.
I know.
And the 160 or the 285 euro will help them in that very expensive time of sending the kids back to school. That's what it's there for. It's to support people who need it, not to support people actually would see it as a bit of pocket
money. You are right, because like the back to school, it creeps up on you. Like you don't know it's coming. It's not as if it happens at the same time every year and that you have like 11 months to plan for the next time. So you are right. Back to school does creep up.
What are you being
you.
So sarcastic for?
No, I'm just saying parents. If you put money aside...
If you don't have money to put aside...
You have money to spend on other things. You have money to spend on your cigarettes and
so
your...
So why did you say to me earlier on when we got that message from James and he sent it to us on WhatsApp, 0858252626, why did you immediately say to me, your man James is right, by the way, I deserve that money too?
Well, because for the first year, or for the first time ever this year in September, I have three kids all going to school. Two are already in school and there's a third starting school as well. So three kids.
Good for you.
And we sat down and we had it all up yet. All the uniforms, tracksuits, the shoes, the new bags, the whole lot. And it's very, very expensive. Now,
isn't it great that you can afford it? So I'm delighted for you. You're doing well in life. You've got many jobs, 45 jobs.
Here we go. However, why should I get treated differently?
Because you can afford it.
But
that's the answer to your question.
But to the people who can't afford it, they could get another job.
Some people can't work for whatever reason. Nobody's mind the kids.
Stop.
No childcare.
Stop. Stop being silly.
They're on very low wages. They're in a minimum wage job, which pays shite, okay? Those people will get back to school allowance to help them to fund their kids going to school.
I don't have a problem with that, but I want help as well because it is expensive. We know.
Okay, you won't get it this year, okay? But you'll survive, won't you? Yeah, everything will be grand.
That's not the point.
You're not going to be up to your neck in debt, are you?
No, all children...
You're still affording your holiday to wherever you're going on your holiday.
All children are supposed to be treated equal.
Sacrifice your holiday then if you can't afford it.
No, I can afford it.
Well then, end of story.
No, it's not the end. I can afford it, but why shouldn't I get a handout?
Because you don't need it. You literally don't need it.
What if I sat on my arse every day and didn't do anything? Then I probably wouldn't need it.
That's not you. You're not that kind of person.
No, I'm not lazy.
No.
So let's not punish the people who actually work.
Sorry, everybody receiving back to school clothing and footwear allowance isn't lazy. Some of them are working, but they're in low paid jobs. Well, you're going to criticize somebody for being in a low paid job. That's all they can get, or that's all they're qualified for.
No, but you could. Yeah, but in fairness, if you were to speak to these people, a lot of them may not have second jobs. I'm sorry, lads.
The point I'm trying to make is you don't actually need the money. Okay, you do not need
it's
the hundred.
It's not about not needing it. It's not about not needing it. It's about being entitled to it. And I believe that as a taxpayer who's on the higher tax brand, and pays a lot of tax, why shouldn't I get the back to school allowance?
Because you don't need it.
I want my children
Where do you think this bottomless pit of money is going to come from?
My taxes.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is...
Did you see my tax bill last year?
You did see
because we have the same accountant.
Yeah.
Did you see my tax bill last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Hello.
You earned it. But you earned enough money to have that tax bill.
Doesn't matter.
So, which is great for you. I'm delighted for you that you're earning that much money that you had that size of a tax bill.
Okay, Adrian's argument is very, very, very weak.
Weak?
At best. So if anybody can put together a proper argument as to why my children aren't entitled, because I want my children... I want my children to be treated equal in the eyes of the state.
They are. They get children's allowance as every other child does. That's it. End of. This is a support payment.
This is a support payment
for people who need it. Children's allowance isn't a support payment per se. This is a payment given to all parents of children. Okay? All treated equally. No bother at all.
Yeah, but again, don't have five. And it goes back to the old argument. Don't have five kids if you can't afford them.
Okay, but I could throw exactly that back at you. Don't have three kids if you can't afford them.
Oh, it's very expensive for me at this time of the year. It's not really.
Seriously, in the grand scheme of things, you'll be fine. You'll live another day. You won't be in debt because your kids went back to school.
I just want my kids to be treated by the state the same as everybody else. And I don't want to be punished because I actually work. And that's what's happening. Like, I'm not saying people on lower income shouldn't get the back to school allowance. Absolutely, of course they should. Shoes are very expensive. I had to buy 3 pairs in the next couple of weeks. I knew this was coming, so I took on extra work, as you know.
Good man, well done.
Yeah, it's called planning, actually.
What are you giving out about?
It's called adulting.
No, what are you giving out about? You're a responsible man. You go out, you earn your money, you don't take any money off the state. Brilliant. Happy days. I'm delighted for you. Yeah, I admire you, actually.
I could be called a true patriot. I mean, I'm actually a patriot.
Yeah,
not like the plastic patriots.
I admire you that you are out fending for yourself and not having to rely on anybody. So well done. Bula bus for that. Well done. That's brilliant. So therefore you don't need the money because you're able to survive, no problem.
It's not about not needing it. It's about being entitled to it. And I believe that and sorry if I'm coming across as a dick, lads. I mean, look at that, man. I've never heard a bigger knob in my whole life. Damien, come on and say this to my face, Damien. Because I don't think I'm saying anything knobbish at all. All I'm saying is I want my kids to be treated equal. I thought we were all about equal treatment of kids.
Our number is 0858252626. Sorry, go on, yeah.
Just because you think I'm on my own here. Luke just said, I agree with you on this one. Adrian's completely out of touch here. You are completely out of touch.
To think that somebody who's loaded deserves back to school allowance.
I'm not loaded.
No, I didn't say you were loaded, but you're not struggling either.
But I worked extra hours.
Good man.
I worked
fair
extra
play to you.
Knowing,
I'm very proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I look up to you for your work ethic. No, I'm being actually serious about that. I do admire your work ethic.
You're being disingenuous.
I'm not.
Because
I admire the work ethic of anybody who, rather than claim money off the state, will actually go out and work harder.
Which,
fair play to you, that's brilliant.
Which means the people who don't do that actually disgust you. That's what you're saying.
Maybe. But I'm still saying you don't deserve any back to school allowance.
Pay for your own kids. Pay for your own. It's either all or nothing. Yeah. All or nothing. So it's either every kid gets the back-to-school allowance or no kid at all. That's the way I see it.
Let's kick off with Dave.
What's crack, lads? Bound to be a contentious one today. I would say I do agree that every single working family should get the back-to-school allowance as well. I think set a cut-off point at 250 grand. There you go. Anybody earning up to that gets it, because that way it goes back into the economy. With this idea that the only people who get it are dole heads is wrong. I work 3 to 5 days a week, whatever I can, and I got it. Because people who get the work and family payment also get it. So there's a whole cohort of people out there who do get up and work, just don't make amazing money, can also get it as well. So it's not just dole heads. It's not just people who, you know, you like to call rats and leeches on this podcast. And it's not that easy just to say, go out and get a better job. I can't get a better job. I'm lucky to even work at the moment because I've tried to get jobs in other places. And because of my situation, no one else would hire me. So my old job took me back. And if they hadn't taken me back, I would probably still be at home or trying to find a job somewhere. It's not that fucking easy to get a job as a single parent. And before people start going on about, your howie is with 5 baby daddies, there are a lot of single parents out there, widowed parents out there, people with carers out there, people who have been fucked over by life through no fault of their own can avail of these services. Okay? A lot of people depend on it. But again, like that, I think everyone should get it. It should be like the children's allowance. It should be damn near universal. But again, people are getting pissed off. It's basically poor people versus poorer people. Now, if people had any fucking real intelligence in this world, you would direct your anger at the people who set these conditions, the state, the government, the people who are quite happy for the plebs to fight amongst each other, then direct your anger where it should really go.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online. online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. Should everybody, regardless of how much money they earn, be given back-to-school allowance?
I think everybody who attends public school, whether they're rich or poor, should just get it for free anyway.
Should get the school for free or should get the allowance for free?
No, get whatever they need for free, you know, like books or whatever for free. Because, you see, by creating this system, you know, like where you're pairing people off against people, it doesn't work. Whereas if everybody can just avail of it, it would stop all the fighting. Because, you see, Jeremy did have a point, you know, it is unfair for one parent to be paying for everything and one parent to be paying for nothing. Why not just give it free for everybody, whether they're rich or poor or not? If that's if you're attending public school, that is. If you're attending private school, that's a different matter because private school is private. You have to pay if you're private anyway.
And that's fine. But okay, but if your kids are going to public school, they should, you should get, as their parents, you should get back to school allowance. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
No, not back to school, just make it free. I mean, if you just make it free without putting in the back to school allowance, if we get rid of all the unnecessary red tape and the unnecessary paperwork for people to be fiddling through who should get what and where, if you just make it free for people, put your name down on the list to start school or wherever, and then work it from there. That way it would stop.
So you're talking about everything being free, and just work with me here for a second. You're talking about uniforms being free, tracksuits being free. What else, Jeremy? God love you, have you to pay for?
iPads as well.
Oh, iPads are free. What else do you have to pay for, God love you, because you're struggling?
No, here's the thing with school. I think the school uniforms should be scrapped and people just wear clothes. But you see, I would still have a dress code, right? But dress smartly. But you know, if you know what I mean, you could buy anything in pennies or duns really for next to nothing that looks smart.
And you are right in what you're saying. By having it the way they have it, them and us, it is creating a two-tier system where there is begrudging. And I'll admit to Adrian, and I admit to all you, I am begrudging because I think I should be able to get it as well. And I often
that's a great way for a government to structure financial policy. Jeremy begrudges somebody else getting that allowance.
A woman that lives not a million miles away from me, and she just works part-time. She does lashes.
Jeremy.
Hang on a second. She does lashes part-time. That's her gig. She does lashes part-time. And she drives a newer car than I do.
Yeah. Oh, begrudgery. No, Jesus, here we go again.
I'm just asking, how is that?
That is literally your middle name.
No.
Jeremy, I begrudge everybody everything.
How is that possible?
Ask her. Ring her and ask her.
How can you afford a better car than me? But I'm just, that's the point I'm trying to make. I'm sick of being taken for a ride. And as Henry says, why can I not have what everybody else has?
Because you earn too much money to qualify for back to school allowance.
But Adrian, what that does is, right, you're literally punishing people for actually being a success. That's what you're doing.
No, you're not necessarily. You're just not rewarding people who don't need it.
Jeremy, if you just make that, see, this is my point. If you just make it free for everybody, it would stop all the fighting, it would stop all them versus us. If you just make it free, everybody will be bloody happy. Nobody be going, I'm nowhere because of him down the road or because of him across the road. You know, just make it accessible for everybody. It would stop all the fighting, would stop all, I can't get whatever it is because I earn too much or I'm not earning enough. You see, I say parents should not have to go through that whether they're rich or poor or not.
And I'm not looking for the mini violin here, Adrian, but I am actually being punished because I work hard.
You're not being punished at all.
I am being punished.
Jeez, you get paid well. What the fuck more do you want?
I'm being punished.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Do you get paid well for all the work that you do? Yes, you do.
But you should get paid well for work.
Yeah,
for
and
work
you, do. You do.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not looking for...
So how are you being punished?
I'm being punished because my children, I have to pay for something for my children that...
Sorry, Jeremy. How many times have you said on this program, if you can't afford them, don't have them?
Yeah.
You had them, so I assume you can afford them. Literally.
Yes, I can afford them.
Good man.
Yes,
well, that's the conversation over.
No, but the woman who lives not a million miles from me, who does part-time lashes, I mean, how much could you be making?
Oh, back to your begrudgery again.
She has three kids, the same amount of kids as me, and she's still able to drive a better car. She's,
fair play
I can
to her.
Guarantee you, she's...
Fair play to her.
But Adrian, the point Jeremy is making is, right, if that woman is earning, is doing Nixers on the side, that means she's not paying any income tax, so therefore she would nearly have an equal amount of money to what Jeremy has.
Yeah, no, I get all that, and I get the point that he's trying to make.
This is my point. If you just make it accessible for everybody, it would stop all this arguing, bitching and moaning.
Oh, stop Jeremy begrudging.
Yeah, and would stop other people from begrudging as well. Say, like the poor classes saying, oh, I can't afford all this and that and the other, but your income to them when your kids start school. That way, nobody rich or poor has to financially struggle to give their kids a public education. If you're giving your kids a private education, that's a different kettle of fish.
Okay, so give everybody with kids in public school everything for free. Uniforms, iPads, books, you name it, everything is free.
Yes.
Okay, stay there for a second, Henry.
But how can she afford a better car than me? Same amount of kids.
Pick up the phone and ring her.
How are you? No, I want you to answer the question. Part-time doing lashes. Hope she's not listening to this because she'll know who she is. Part-time doing lashes, 3 kids.
Yeah.
Goes away on holiday every year. But I don't begrudge her that.
Well, you begrudge her very existence by the sounds of it.
No, but I can guarantee you that she's getting the back-to-school allowance for the 3 kids.
Yeah.
So I'm being literally...
No, you're not being punished.
No, I am being punished.
Are you being paid below minimum wage in any of your jobs?
No. I literally don't know why I bother. Why do I bother?
Well, don't. Pack it all in.
No, it's not.
Go home and sign on the dole and live that life if that's what you want to do.
It's not the way I was raised. I was raised.
There you go. Not to take handouts from anybody. Stand on your own 2 feet. The work ethics I said earlier on. I admire your work ethic.
Oh, here's JP now. Maybe the woman who has... by the way, you're welcome to come on and have an honest debate with me, JP. If you're able to do that, I'll destroy you with my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He says, maybe the woman who has the better car doesn't smoke or drink and she can afford it. Well, newsflash, JP, I don't smoke or drink. I rarely go out.
Can't afford the new car. Do you want a hug? God, you have me...
No, I don't.
You have me nearly crying here.
No, I don't want a hug, but I want the back-to-school allowance. That's all I want.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good lad, thanks for having me on again. I thought I'd come on and pick up for Jeremy for once.
Jesus.
Right, okay, I'll make a note of this. Yeah,
this
go
is
on.
Some sort of parallel universe.
I'm also a begrudger as well because I think I deserve the back to school allowance because it was only spoken about in this podcast there, was it this week or last week, about all these fuckers long term on the dole. And this is one reason why they are long term on the dole. It's one of the perks of being on the dole. And I know there are people out there on low incomes. They brought that up so conveniently just before the last election. But still, I think if it wasn't for, it's either we should all get it or nobody should get it.
Okay, so I drove past a guy actually earlier on my way to work and he was driving this Porsche. I'd say it was a €500,000 Porsche, yeah? Top of the range Porsche. And in the passenger seat of this Porsche was a young fella, I would say maybe 9, 10, 11. So in other words, he had a kid.
Lovely.
This guy driving the Porsche, which is a nicer car than you have, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't be gorgeous.
He obviously works hard and he's minted. Now, are you saying that that guy who drives a Porsche, a €500,000 Porsche, deserves... a piddly little £285 back to school allowance for that young fella. He doesn't need it.
Just because he drives a Porsche doesn't mean that he might only put a £5 fucking diesel in that before payday. You don't know these things.
I know. Hang on, you can tell. I could tell the guy's fucking rolling in it. And he drives his Porsche and he had his young fella.
What exactly is your point here?
That fella deserves 280.
All right, so
just listen to me for a second. This guy driving his Porsche, going off to his stockbroker firm or whatever the fuck he does with his young fella
too hard work.
Absolutely. But you want him to get £285 for that young fella. He wouldn't even notice it in his bank account. He literally wouldn't notice it.
I don't think that's the point.
Okay, then have a higher cut-off point if you're earning over $100,000 a year.
Listen to Jeremy. Every child deserves it. Every single child deserves it.
People like myself there in the squeezed middle deserve it. Just because you go to work and you work hard and you're a decent income. Like, you see a lot of these people are probably in council houses, council tenants, they're paying council rent. Myself and Jeremy pay mortgage. There could be people like me and Jeremy who are renting, who probably pay more than an average remortgage payment on rent, and they don't qualify for it. but fucking dickhead on the dole fucking gets whatever they want.
That, but that's not really the question. The question...
Hang on.
The back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance is designed to help people who are financially struggling, to help them make it easier.
But you can be financially struggling in full-time work.
Yeah, I agree. And if you are, you'll be means-tested. And if you are means-tested and you qualify, you'll get it. Okay? So this doesn't just apply.
Adrian, this is what they say. They look at the bottom number there at the bottom of your wage slip every week or every month. They don't look at all the other aspects in your life. Like, you have to have somewhere to live. You might need a car to get to work. They don't look at the fucking, the amount of diesel you spent money. But money you're spending on diesel, thanks to all their green taxes and all this bollocks that they put on it. They don't look at the food bills that are going up because of all these taxes they're putting on it. They just look at the bottom line. They don't take anything else into consideration.
So... you believe that everybody should get it. You might have a cut-off on a millionaire, but everybody should get it.
Yeah, why not? If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, Jeremy, like.
But again, my argument is that somebody like Jeremy, he won't even see the 285 quid landing in his bank account or the 160 quid landing in his bank account. It won't even be noticed.
So what? It's still there. That's what it's meant for. Or maybe give it out in terms of vouchers instead of money. That might be a better one. And I heard somebody there about getting rid of school uniforms. That's the worst idea going, because that's typical two-tier then. Because one lad landed in a North Face t-shirt, one lad landed in a Penny t-shirt. Oh, look what you're wearing.
I do see the advantage of uniforms. I also see the disadvantage of uniforms, because kids have to have clothes, so just let them wear those clothes to school.
Yeah, but then it has one-upmanship then. That's just my point of view on it.
Okay, anyway, as regards back-to-school allowance, you think every parent deserves it. They shouldn't be discriminated against because they earn loads of money.
Exactly. Earning loads of money, like, you don't, like, the cut-off point is, you know, you could be on whatever. Like, I don't earn loads of money, but I don't get it. I'm on a decent income, so is my wife, but we're not millionaires by a fucking long stretch.
But Adrian,
we wouldn't qualify.
Adrian was saying I wouldn't even notice the payment.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing, Adrian, yeah?
Yeah.
I need to buy new tyres for my car at the moment.
Good man, yeah.
So if I got the back-to-school allowance, I could use... the money that I was...
No, it's for the kids.
Yes.
It's for their shoes and socks.
What I'm saying is,
how do they get to school?
Yeah, no, I could actually... Yeah, well, that's true. They need to go in the car. But I could actually get the back-to-school allowance, pay for the kids' stuff, and then have the money...
But that's not what it's for.
Pay the back-to-school allowance for the kids' stuff for their shoes, yeah? And then I wouldn't have to eat into my own account, and I could still pay for the tires for the car. So I am down the money. If you think I'm not going to notice...
But, okay, hang on. You're not going to get it this year, okay? Maybe next year, but not this year. But you're still going to get the car fixed, aren't you? Yeah?
Yeah, but the money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, but that's a necessity.
You don't
have a fucking blowout in the middle of the motorway.
Are you going to have to get a credit union loan to get the tyres? No, you're not.
You're being fucking smart.
I'm not being smart. My point.
Don't be on a credit union loan to get the kids ready for school each year, or stick it on a credit card.
No, he's going to survive. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh no, I am going to survive. Yes, I'm not.
Yeah, you won't be up to your tits in debt, will you?
No, I won't.
No, good man. Fair play.
Because I work.
Some people will that are on just medium wages. Right.
Stay there for a second.
I know about Jeremy going on holidays there. Like, does he not deserve to go on a holiday? He works fucking hard.
I know, but if he's struggling that much, he should sacrifice the holiday. Poor Jeremy.
You won't do an ashes for cash. Go on fucking holiday for himself, right?
Jeez, Martin, this is becoming a bit of a love-in between you and me. I feel like we're bonding here.
I just think it's common sense.
It is common. Yeah, but here we go. Coming up next is Jason, who's calling me a begrudger. I hate that word, begrudger.
But that's exactly... But that's exactly what you are.
Jason in the council house, right?
No. Literally, that's what you are. If you're getting it, I get it.
Yeah, that's life. That's
no, it's pathetic. Can you not just accept the fact that you do okay for yourself in life?
No, maybe.
Yeah, and fair play to you.
Maybe, and Martin's probably like this way, maybe call me a begrudger.
Yeah, I will.
And call me Pesci, but every time I walk by your woman's car, and like it's a 211 or something, a 221 car, and I see that I'm driving an older car, yeah.
But Jeremy, like, I don't know about you, but I don't have a lump of money coming out of my account every month for a car. Do you know, so that...
Oh no, listen, I could have a, it's, I'm not interesting, I could have a newer car dinner.
Well then.
But no, the point is I wouldn't waste the money on a newer car. But it just, yeah. There's something really wrong with the system where this woman
but
is
she's
driving.
She's probably doing exactly that.
She's doing lashes part time.
Yeah. Yeah, and she probably pays for the car on a PCP loan. You pay fuck all.
I don't, this is something very wrong that she will get the back to school allowance. And
she's not earning enough.
And her kids will be in lovely, shiny shoes going back to school.
Yeah. She probably is. The taxman will think she's earning enough.
Your kids are going to be going to school in stocking feet with holes in the socks,
no,
are they?
No, they're not. No.
Shut up, you fool of a man.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
How are you? What the fucking gobshite there just say, is this Jason in the council house? What the fuck has that got to do where I live?
Sorry, that was Martin, by the way.
No, you're saying about
hold on, sorry. What has me got to do living in a council with fucking energy?
What you always say when you come on? I don't begrudge anybody.
The gas part is, I don't begrudge anybody anything. Isn't it amazing, isn't it? People who think they're fucking rich and loaded really ain't living as I means, boys. Hey, Jeremy, did you get the picture I sent you? Me kids at the poolside in our council garden.
Yes,
you say hi and thanks.
Yeah, you obviously don't give a fuck about the hosepipe ban either, but there you go.
No, I don't. Fuck that shit.
I wouldn't give a fuck about the hosepipe ban,
does Jeremy? Fuck that. Yeah. See, Martin, the thing is, pal, the reason I'm so happy, I didn't buy into that big fucking dream of make some banker rich and loaded by you buying a house you can't afford.
No, you're happy.
Me and my
you,
wife,
sorry, you're,
me and my
you're,
wife you're, have three kids,
the end of the day,
and
Jason,
happy
right?
as fucking shit
no, you're,
down there.
You're
I'm happy too.
Jason, let me ask you. Hang on, let me just find out.
Martin's taxes paid for Jason's swimming pool when you think
no,
about it.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I pay taxes the last 31 fucking years, Jeremy, and I've never missed a year's taxes.
There you go.
Lorraine paid taxes before she gave up work to be a mother, to be a stay-at-home mother, probably the most important job we have in the country. She didn't dump her kids in a crash or get free childcare off her mother-in-law.
Jason, let me ask you then, will you or does your household qualify for back-to-school allowance? So I'm asking the question.
I don't think we do. I honestly don't know. That's being honest with you. I'm that be Lorraine's parent. I don't think she applied for it. Because I went down and bought everything down early last weekend for the kids going back to school. I bought them new shoes, bought them their uniforms. I think the school we're in have to rent the book. You know when them books came? The young fella had got it. We bought the young fella's tablet last year. So he has that for a few years. So no, I won't be applying for it. I don't need it. I managed to pay for my kids.
Good man. Fair play. Do you think you
is
should
okay?
get it?
I work hard.
Well, no,
sorry,
no.
According... I work hard. I want the proper thanks. I want you to admire the hard work.
And I do admire the hard work that you do. I always have. And I admire Jeremy's hard. And I'm not being patronising
so
saying it.
I admire the 17 jobs.
Yeah, I admire Jeremy working his 17 jobs. You know, there isn't a day that you have. Do you have a day off, Jeremy? God love you.
I feel like taking today off, to be honest.
No,
with
but
you.
I'm asking.
No, I'm not going to be spoken down to the two of you. I'm by you, Adrian, the champagne socialist. You make
the champagne socialist.
You're sipping your fucking Bacardi on cruise ships.
Jeremy, why do you begrudge people? Don't begrudge the people. Begrudge the fucking rich bastards who came out of college who came up with these systems.
Because
I didn't come up with the system. You didn't come up with the system. The people come flocking into this country without the paperwork didn't come up with the system. Guess who came up with the system? Educated people from posh fucking housing estates,
the point I'm making is that if the woman that lives in my estate with the three kids and
you really have it in for her.
No, I don't.
God Lord, what sort of a car is she driving?
Well, that's going to identify her, so I'm not going to say.
But it's nicer than yours. Now, that wouldn't be hard. Most cars on the road are nicer than yours, so...
Sorry, Adrian. To me, have a nicer car than me, and they've never worked since they came into this country, and they've five kids now. They've never worked in a brand new house. I don't sit outside begrudging them. I keep telling them fair play.
Yeah.
And he gets everything. His five kids are being brought through fucking school for nothing. I haven't begrudged him one thing, and I still go out to work at 4:30 or 5:00 every morning, and they complained about me because I woke them up at night time going to work.
Let me ask you then, Jason. This conversation started from a guy called James. And he said, me and my wife have four children. They're going back to school. We put money aside for it, but that's not the point. Where is my allowance if people on low-paid jobs get it? So he and Jeremy are basically saying, Everybody should be entitled to back to school allowance. What do you say to that?
Well, stop voting these fucking negotiations that come up with these rules, okay? I mean, we do not get to decide where our taxes go. We've already discussed this. I don't want my taxes going on A, B, or C. I don't get to decide that, Jeremy. We're all put into this big pot, and then people up at the big house decide where it goes. As I said, don't blame the people who are availing of the system. But let's fix the system, then. Let's fix the fucking system. Let's start at the top and work our way down.
Sorry.
Let's start with the top boys that's won the money. And let's wait to pick at the low-hanging fruit in the end. Let's get the rich fucking idiots to stop squandering our money, and then we go for the people who are barely scraping by. Jeremy, give up one of your holidays or pay for your childcare.
Right.
And then come on and
this goes back to what I said to you earlier on, Jeremy.
This is not about me,
you've always
said, this is not about me.
Well, it actually is. Because
it's always about you.
Yeah,
no, you're the
one making it an issue. I want it because they get it. That's literally what you've said. Literally. I want a nice car and she has one. I don't want her to have a nice car.
No.
Fuck off and mind your own business.
No, I'm there's obviously money in lashes. I didn't know there was money in lashes.
Oh, you bitter twisted.
There's loads of money in it, Jeremy.
Yeah,
what do you think
get into lashes.
Fair play to her. No, I don't be.
But you're not saying fair play to her. You are literally saying the opposite of fair play to her. Fuck her. She's a nicer car than me.
All's I'm saying, lads, is if this mum, is more than likely getting the back to school allowance. I'd say she is getting the back to school allowance, yeah?
But you don't know.
But she's on HAP, so she probably will be getting the back to school allowance.
You know a lot about her, Jeremy. You do. Somebody who's in work 17 times a day.
I know, because she's very happy to talk. She's very happy to talk about it. My point is, if she's on HAP, the chances are she's getting the back to school allowance. That's why she can afford the Sorrento or whatever car she's driving.
Good.
You see,
I'm delighted for her, because that's the system. That is the system set up by educated people. People who get to college, who got into government, who've never worked or lived in the real world, who go straight from college into fucking government, and they come up with these rules. They come up with these scenarios and these schemes for people. Right? So don't blame that girl who's availing of something that rich men fucking put in place and educated men and women put in place. Because it's easy to punch down, Jeremy. Always remember that. Why are you not out marching on the streets saying get that government out? They've made such a hands in this country. People can flood in and get money for nothing. Because people can live in this country and never ever walk and get money for nothing.
No political party is going to give me the back to school allowance. No political party.
Because you don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
A barrier in place or a threshold in place. And if you're even a euro over that threshold, guess what? You get nothing. You get fuck all in this country.
But maybe if I, and I hate to harp back to this, I sound like a broken record, maybe if I do get the back to school lens, I'd be able to afford the same car as Lash Woman. Maybe.
And what's about the car? Why not buy your kids fucking shoes?
Sorry, Jeremy,
can I just tell you,
the back to school lens, you would get 550 quid. That's not going to make you afford a new car. Yeah. Seriously.
You wouldn't get one child back to school on that.
No, but every little helps. But you would get a child back to school. It would buy shoes. So you don't think my children are equal to your children? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No,
100% equal to my children. No. I'm not treating them different. Your government are. Not me, your government.
No, but you said you
used... Remember, it's people in our states don't vote because we're dumbass, working class, dull bums. Remember that? I mean, it's only educated people that vote. So that'll tell you something, Jeremy. It's you and your... Well, you and your so-called fucking cronies.
Well, hang on, you're an educated man. I am.
That's why I can see through the bullshit. And that's why I don't look down on the little person who's managing to grab a few scraps off the fucking table. Well, the pigs at the top are eating out of trough.
Okay, the bottom line is, Jason, you don't believe that somebody who is earning decent money should get back to school allowance.
I'd love to live in a society where nobody needed government assistance to send their children
and
to school.
If
you're rich enough, send your own kids. Jeremy, if you want, I'll do a whip around the council and say I'll get a few free books, a few quid, probably a couple of pairs of shoes, I'll send them your way. Is that all right with you?
No, you're saying...
You wouldn't look down at us, would you? You wouldn't look down at us, would you?
You probably look down at second-hand gear.
Because guess what? We go to charity shops. We have three charity shops in our village and they're probably the busiest in the fucking whole county. Because we're not a furniture shop where we're
going to shop. Hang on a sec, before Jay, don't be making out that you live in Angela's ashes now here. You're going on.
I actually dress well because I can afford to, Jeremy.
Yes, but you're making out that you're one of the poor people. You probably earn more than I do.
I'm not. Like,
yes, you are. You're literally making out that you're living in Angela's ashes here. And we have to.
No, where did I say that? I have a swimming pool in my backyard. For fuck's sake, I just sent you the picture.
Yeah, my kids have to walk to school in plastic bags. God love them all.
No, they don't. No, they walk to school. They don't get driven, but by the way, they do walk. walk to school. Like, I let my kids walk to school. It takes about 15 yeah. minutes to get exercise. Why do your kids have to be driven to school? Are they not the same as my children? Can they not be treated like my children and let them walk and get the exercise?
All right, stay there for a second, Jason. I want to read a message that came in to us a while ago, and it says, I was going back and forth with myself if I should send this, but I am still mind blown over this. My very good friend, who has two young children, 5 and 6 months, and I were talking, and she had mentioned that our partner and her had a few drinks with her partner's sibling and her partner and their two children, 4 and 8. She said the kids were upstairs, have a ball, except the baby who was asleep, and the rest didn't go to bed until about 1 o'clock in the morning. The conversation turned when she told me that all four of them were doing cocaine downstairs and didn't go to sleep until 4 o'clock in the morning. My face dropped and I couldn't believe what she had just said. She then goes on to say how she thought she was still drunk and out of it the next morning, being up with the baby. I could not pick my jaw off the floor. I didn't even know how to respond to her. What do you think?
Is that to do with this topic?
I don't think so. But
that's shocking.
That is shocking to that person, to that lady who sent the message. Kids all over the place and parents doing cocaine. I don't know what it has to do with this particular topic, but that is absolutely horrific.
Unless they use the back to school allowance to pay for their Charlie.
Oh, maybe that's the point that she was making.
Anyway, it should be in vouchers as well. That would cut all that shite out as well.
Would you be happy with vouchers?
I'll take anything once my kids get treated the same as Lash's woman's kids. It's all I want.
Chloe has been in touch with us.
If Jeremy feels hard done by, tell him there's carers out there who are getting paid like €2 an hour for 24/7 care, 365 days a year, rain, hail, snow. You will find us minding our kids, and he wants to tell us he feels hard done by. I didn't even get the feckin' allowance because my husband works full time. So what about people like me?
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this? Should everybody get back to school allowance?
Not everyone, no.
Okay.
If you're on a very good job, you clearly don't need the assistance, so why are you taking it?
And that's the point that I've been trying to make to Jeremy all along.
Okay, because if you're on a... I'll try and more simplify this for you about economics, Jess. If you were earning a good wage and you...
Talk down to me like I'm literally about to say,
what a patronizing prick. No, don't talk down to her.
I'm not talking down to you, but if you have a good job and you're earning a good wage, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're with me so far? You are paying more tax than the average person. So someone in a low paid job could be paying 70 quid tax a week. Say for argument's sake they're paying 70 quid, yeah? Someone on a well paid job, say someone who's earning 200 grand a year, say someone working in RTE, 200 grand a year, half of that, that's a good
way. They don't need the help.
Well, they do.
They deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it. They're paying 48 cent on every euro they earn. So they're paying nearly 100 grand a year tax.
Bully for them, they earn it.
Yeah, and how much is the back to school for them? When someone is paying who gets that much of a wage, 20,000, 100,000, that's a drop in the ocean to them.
It literally would not be noticed in their bank account.
It's not to do with drops in the ocean, lads. It's to do with what you are entitled to.
Everyone's really entitled to it. That's the point. It's an assistance. If you make enough money, you don't need the assistance.
That's exactly the point of it.
Okay, so what you're saying is I should give up work and just... I'd love to be at home now.
Jeremy, give it a rest.
Where did I say give up work?
No, nobody said that. Nobody said give up work.
No, I'm being...
In fact, if anything, I'm genuinely... praising your work ethic. I admire the fact that you get out and you work all day every day to pay for your kids, to put them through school and college. I really genuinely admire your work ethic, but leave it at that. You don't need the money. You can afford to live without it.
Because I work hard for it.
Good man. That's my point. Well done.
But I'm literally being punished.
You look like you're about to cry.
No. Who said you're being punished?
You're not being punished.
I'm sorry, my kids are being punished.
How are your kids being punished? Come on, explain to me.
Do they know that their shoes were paid for by daddy rather than the taxpayer?
No, obviously they don't know. We wouldn't share that sort of stuff with them. But my point is, the kids down the road whose parents are on HAP, are getting shoes for free.
Oh, here you go again, Jeremy. You're looking down on everyone again.
Why, how's that looking down?
It literally is.
Stating facts isn't looking down.
Did you not just hear the disdain in your voice? They're on half down the road.
But they are, so they don't
You have such disdain for these people. Jeremy, you come from a council estate yourself, you must forget where you come from, because now you have, like I said to you before, Jeremy, you think you have a silver spoon shoved up your arse, but it's a metal one and you just like to act that silver.
No, I'm always very... Sorry, the only reason you know I grew up in a council estate is because I'm proud to say it. I'm very proud of it.
But you literally forget where you came from.
No, but I think you'll find most people who grew up in council estates, as soon as they get a bit of money, that they like. Does Joe Duffy still live in Ballyfermot, where he's from?
I couldn't tell you where Joe Duffy lives. No idea where he lives.
Does he live in Ballyfermot?
Not that I'm aware of.
Nicky Byrne grew up in Baldoyle.
He only moved up the road.
Yeah, to Malahide.
Yeah, do you know what all those people have in common, Jeremy? They all have the same attitude as you. As soon as they do better in their lives, looking down on everyone, you do it all the time. You do it to me, you do it to Jay, you do it to everyone who's from a lower state of life.
Sorry, I don't think I've looked down
on
anyone.
You do it all the time.
What did I say on today's podcast that was looking down on somebody? I'm not looking down on people. I said everybody.
This is the first time I'm tuning in, but I know your attitude from the past.
You were looking down on the lady who does the lashes.
No, I'm not looking down on her. Oh, that's where you're wrong.
Oh, you admire her.
You don't consider nail technician a natural job. I can keep going if you want.
No, it is a job.
But the main fact of it is, Jeremy, if you're on a good wage, if you're on a good salary, tell me one good reason why you deserve taxpayer support.
He doesn't. It's as simple as that, Jez. He doesn't.
I know, Adrian, and he won't come up with an excuse to me. Come on, tell me, Jeremy. If you imagine you're on a 20,000 euro salary, right? Tell me why you should get a cut of the pie.
Sorry, you know, 20 grand a month, you're saying?
The 200 grand, or whatever you said that RTE gets, it's
200 grand, you said.
200 grand. No, I said by virtue of the fact...
200 grand, whatever.
Okay, so...
Why do you think you should get a touch of the pie?
Because who do you think... someone on... By the way, I don't have any time for big earners like that either, unless they've worked hard to get there. They are paying...
Most of them have.
They're paying 48 cents on every euro...
Okay, yeah, no, I can see where you're going there, Jeremy. Because they pay higher, you might pay higher tax than me.
Yeah.
You deserve it more than me. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I at least no, not more. But I at least deserve.
Because we're both taxpayers.
No. Yeah, but I pay more tax than you do.
Oh, and, my okay, God. Wow, well,
yeah,
prick.
I mean, that's a statement of fact.
Yeah, but what do you want
you're
for that?
You're such a prick. Jeremy, I pay more than you, so I deserve more.
Jeremy, you could pay...
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Hang on for a second. You could pay...
What about your feelings? You're the one who's sending an air turn.
Jeremy,
here.
You could pay a lot less tax by packing in one or two of your jobs. There you go. You won't earn as much, but you won't be paying as much tax. You are paying tax in proportion to the amount of money you're earning.
Yes, but I'm paying more tax.
What do you want?
So it's like if there's
why does that mean you deserve extra support when you're getting more money in? Make it make sense to me, Jeremy.
It doesn't make sense, Jess.
I pay more tax, so I deserve more. You're such an arsehole, you know that?
No, I didn't.
And honestly, you're literally coming across as an obnoxious prick. You really are.
I didn't say
I pay so much tax. You're actually making a fool of yourself today.
Well, that's a statement of fact.
Because you earn more money.
Yes. I put more into the coffers. Yeah, I'm paying more.
Just pack in one of your 29 jobs.
I'm not even debating this anymore because it's not about me. This is not about me.
You've made it about you.
No. The vast majority.
You've
of
made
people,
it about you.
If you look at
by saying that a guy who is earning decent money.
Hey, Jeremy, I won't make it about you. I'll make it about someone else. People like Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, people like them on them kind of jobs, on them kind of salaries, they don't deserve fucking school allowance.
I don't know why,
and nor do they get it.
Do you agree?
Well, what's Micheál Martin's salary? I don't know what his salary is, to be honest with you.
I said someone on his salary. I'm sure there's other people who earn 100,000 or whatever he earns, probably too damn much. You don't have to be a TD to get that kind of money. Do you think they deserve that school allowance?
Okay, Micheál Martin's on $250,000 a year. Jeez, nice money if you can get it. Does he deserve the back to school allowance?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's... Yeah, go on, tell me, does he?
I think everybody deserves it. I think we should have you.
Even somebody earning €250,000 a year.
It's in the Constitution, lads. Every child is equal.
Yeah,
the
children are treated equally where it comes to children's allowance.
Yeah, what did I tell you before, Jeremy? What have I told you before? People may be, all kids may be born equal and treated equal, but they are not in the same equal circumstances. There's poor kids, there's rich kids. And I'm sorry, rich kids from rich families, from well-off families, don't deserve that school allowance. Do you know why? Because they're living the cushy life.
Absolutely. They don't need it. They wouldn't miss it if they got it. They wouldn't notice it if they got it. No, they don't deserve it.
Now, a bit of sense here from Angela. And what she says is, Jesus, takes long enough to get some sense here. To be fair, Jeremy is putting more into the pot, so why not take some of that back? Absolutely.
What's the point in putting it into the pot? It's put into the pot to help support people who have fallen on harder times than you.
Ah, so one day of the week, I work for free, basically. Is that what you're saying? I work for somebody else who doesn't want to work.
Welcome to the world.
That's what you're saying.
No, welcome to the world, I'm saying.
And Leanne gets it. I don't think he's saying he deserves more. No, never said that. People are twisted, Leanne. Because
you are saying you deserve more. You don't get back to school allowance now. You want them. You want more.
Look at the headline for this podcast. It'd be probably Jeremy wants wants his kids going to school in gold-plated shoes. He wants Luke wearing Jordans. Want Luke go to school in Jordans.
You're being a fool now.
No, I just want equality. What's wrong with equality?
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. Everybody deserves back to school allowance of a miserable 160 quid or 285 quid for older kids. What do you say to that?
I don't think everyone does. I think it should be means tested.
It is means tested. It is means tested.
Sorry, let me say it better. So it is means tested, but it's means tested. And I can only speak for our household. We're a one income household. And I could choose to do my 20 hours a week and avail of everything. And the social welfare system is set up that way, rightly so, but in a way where I do agree to an extent. I'm working full time and I should be entitled to avail of help if I needed it. And there was times where I really needed it. Now, thankfully, we're in a better situation where I don't need it as much, but I could have done with help, you know, and I could have done with the help. So I feel it should be, when I say means tested, better means tested. So, for example, people like myself that aren't on the high income, but we're just over the threshold. I don't think it's fair that there's a minority.
But there will always be some sort of a threshold.
There would always be
some sort of a threshold.
No, but my point is, like, for a household that's on one income coming in the door, it's very different to dual income. You know, and where money has to, where you're working full time, man or woman, whatever the situation is, it should be there to help in those situations also, because it's very different to a double income household.
Okay, so what you're saying is raise the threshold by which it's means
tested. Raise the threshold.
Raise it to what? Because I just want to know if I'm going to be.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That, like, there is people that do need the help that have to reduce to either not working full time and doing the bare minimum or none at all to avail of it. And I don't think that's right. I think if you need the help and you're working full time and you want to work full time and you want to contribute to society and work and you want to do it that way, or you want to be a stay at home mom, whatever the hell the situation is. But our situation is I want to remain working full time. I could have done with help if I could avail and I could have gotten the help years ago when I needed, I would have liked that help, but I couldn't because, oh, sorry, you're not on a high income, but you don't get help anyway.
Okay, so you think more people should qualify for back to school allowance?
I.e. me is what she means.
I don't know if she necessarily means you.
Lee, would you begrudge me the children's back to school allowance?
Well, I feel like I'm working full time now and I don't need it now. I wouldn't be going for it now, but going back, with help and assistance, absolutely.
Yep. Okay,
because I didn't go and reduce to not working or going to my 20 hours a week.
And I agree with everything you're saying, and Jeremy, it doesn't apply to you. You don't need it. End of conversation. It's the end of the conversation. Before we go, we want to give away another Opinions Matter. Well, we'll give away a few, actually. Opinions Matter travel mugs. What are we going to do?
What's up? The words little jugs.
Oh, little jugs.
We have to be inclusive.
Politically correct.
The last time it was big jugs.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to cater for the little jugs. So WhatsApp the words little jugs.
For, if you want to be in with the chance of winning yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, they're reusable coffee mugs. I use mine every day in the car, always do. And it's actually lovely to drink out of.
It's actually illegal to drink when you're driving.
No, not with the lid on it. Only with the lid on it, it's not.
Is that a stipulation?
Yeah, with the lid on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the law.
I just made it up. Anyway, if you would like to get your hands on an Opinions Matter travel mug, what do you have to do? You have to send us the words.
WhatsApp the words little jugs
to 085 825 2626 and we'll give away another few and we'll lash them in the post to you. Just send that message to us right now. Little jugs. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.